The 2021 Colorado legislative session was scheduled to start this Wednesday, January 13th, but it's been announced that the full return won't happen until at least mid-February due to the coronavirus pandemic. The five-week delay means the General Assembly will gavel in on Wednesday and then return on Tuesday, February 16th. Political reporter Sandra Fish joins us this morning to tell us what this year's session might look like.
I think that it's likely that lawmakers are going to be around for 3 days this week and then take a break. What they're going to do is new members will be sworn in. There are at least 15 new House members, including Democrats Judy Immobile from Boulder, taking the seat of former House Speaker Casey Becker, Karen McCormick, Teresa Burnett of Longmont, and former Erie Mayor Dan Wu, a Republican. And there are seven new senators, four of whom recently served in the House, including Longmont Democrat Sonia Jaquez-Lewis. They're going to swear those people in, and then they have some loose ends to take up, likely non-controversial minor measures like cleaning up past laws. Those things take at least 3 days, because that's the minimum for any legislation to pass. So I'd expect them to convene Wednesday, swear new people in, introduce the legislation that must be done now, and work that through. It's also possible that there will be lawmakers participating remotely like they did in December's special session, because there are members with health issues or otherwise at risk because of coronavirus.
All right, that's really helpful. So let's backtrack a bit. How much was lawmaking by legislators in 2020 affected by the virus? What are your observations on that?
You know, the virus significantly impacted lawmaking in 2020. It changed the focus. It hit in the middle of March, early March. Lawmakers adjourned for practically 2 months, and they returned to a very different landscape where tens of hundreds of thousands of people were unemployed. Suddenly, businesses had been shut down. And you also had the protests surrounding the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis in late May. And so it just totally changed the focus. Democrats abandoned their controversial plans like the public option health insurance program and paid family leave, although paid family leave, they put that on the ballot and voters approved it in November. Other legislation also went by the wayside, and instead, when they came back in late May, they focused on health and economic issues resulting from the pandemic. They also did a pretty sweeping law enforcement reform bill aimed at preventing incidences like the death of George Floyd or Breonna Taylor. So it had a big impact. There were a lot of things that maybe didn't get done that might have gotten done in a normal year. And I think it changes the focus this year, too.
Well, much like the nation, Colorado now has a Democratic governor, Democratic control of both the Senate and House. And you've been a political reporter for many years. How is that different than when there's a mix of control of Republicans and Democrats?
You know, a lot of times when there's divided control, it tempers controversy, what some people might consider controversial legislation, and slows down the process. An example is the oil and gas regulations would never have been passed if the GOP had held the Senate in 2018. You know, this will be the third straight year that Democratic Governor Jared Polis is working with Democratic majorities in the state House and Senate. The majority in the House is pretty significant, and Senate Democrats picked up a seat in 2020. This is not that unusual. Republican Governor Bill Owens at the turn of the century worked with GOP lawmakers in power for 4 of his 8 years. And Democratic Governor Bill Ritter had a Democratic-controlled legislature all 4 of his years in office. Governor John Hickenlooper had Democratic legislative majorities only 2 of his 8 years. And that was probably okay with him. He opposed some of the efforts others in his party advocated, including the repeal of the death penalty. When Democrats took total control in 2019, there was a lot they wanted to do. And they did repeal the death penalty, even though it took 2 years. They enacted those tougher regulations on oil and gas development. There's now full-day kindergarten, one of Polis's top priorities, and the legislature recommended a nicotine tax increase that voters approved in January, just this month, and it will ultimately pay for full-day preschool.
Do you think a lot more of that kind of legislation might have been attempted, but the pandemic, but for COVID-19 hitting the state?
I think that there are some other things that Democrats want to get done. Will people talk about that public health insurance option that would be more of a state-run pool. I think that that will come up again, and it will be controversial. It might even be controversial with Republicans. But I really think that the focus is going to be on legislation that addresses the pandemic and employment and health care. Governor Polis has really, he has been in the controlling role in addressing the pandemic because the legislature doesn't meet year-round. And even though they did a special session in December, it'll be interesting to see. That was like an emergency event. It'll be interesting to see whether lawmakers propose ways to even share control over situations like this with the governor. You know, Republicans would certainly like to see the governor have less control and have the legislature more involved. And I don't know what that would look like, but we'll see when they're going to come in and do some emergency things for 3 days later this week, and then they're going to take a break and come back in mid-February. It means that the session will extend into June, probably sometime. So we'll see what happens next.
So maybe some of that rhetoric or hot-headedness that we might have seen has been a little tempered because of the massive problems to deal with due to COVID-19.
It certainly changes the focus. I mean, the budget is a big deal. And the Colorado Sun recently reported that lawmakers are thinking about a fee on gasoline, not a tax that would have to be approved by voters, but a fee that would get more money into transportation. One thing I would like to say is we had record voter turnout here in 2020, but things don't end just because you voted. And it's important for people to pay attention to what's going on at the Capitol because these things impact your daily lives. Things like health insurance, family leave, that sort of thing, all those things impact you. If a fee is passed to raise gas prices for a little while, that impacts people. And I think it's important for people to stay tuned to their local or statewide news outlet. Colorado has some great journalists working at the Capitol, keeping track of the big news every day. And you can do your own research online at ledge.colorado.gov. And you can get contact for your state lawmakers to let them know what you think about the issues that concern you. And it's really important for people to pay attention to what's going on, especially on issues that are important to them.
Again, that was Colorado political reporter Sandra Fish.